Tánaiste, how long are you in government now? Is it 10, 11 years? I know over that period that we've seen rents actually double since you've been sitting around the cabinet table. You were tweeting 2 years ago in relation to how the government policies were working. You said rents down, homelessness down, house prices levelling off, our policies are working. Well, let me put some facts here today. Not Sinn Féin's facts, but the CSO's facts. In the last year, rents have gone up, new and existing tenancies, by 9.3%. Housing prices in the last year has gone up by 15%. In the last 2 years, the number of people in homelessness has increased by 15%. On any looking at those numbers, your policies are failing. And the initiatives that you're bringing in, as we warn you time and time again, indeed some within your own department and other external agencies warn you, will increase house prices, will push up rents further. So this harebrained idea that you now have, or your Minister for Housing has, that you obviously support, about giving away taxpayers' money of £144,000 to developers to build apartments. But yet ordinary workers and families are going to be asked to fork out between €500,000 and €600,000 for those same apartments. How can you stand over a type of harebrained scheme such as that, Minister?
Thanks very much, Deputy. This government has been in office for just over 2 years. That is a fact, Deputy, and I'll give you some more facts in a moment. This government has been in office for just over 2 years. The party that I lead has been in office for about 11 years. No party has been in government longer in this island than your party in the past 20 years. Mm-hmm. You've been in government in Northern Ireland for most of the past 20 years. And I'm very happy to compare our record in government over the past 10 years to that of your party. You're the party that put the rents up in Northern Ireland. You're the party that increased the property tax, which is the domestic rate system in Northern
Ireland.
And you're the party that voted to increase the pension age in Northern Ireland.
The tarnished do it without interruption.
And any time I tell you a few home truths about your party's record in government in Northern Ireland, you lose the rag. You absolutely lose the rag because you don't want people to know the truth, and that is the record of your party in Northern Ireland. Whether it's COVID, whether it's employment, whether it's poverty, you've only reasons to be ashamed of your party's performance in government.
Please, Deputy.
You're out of order, Minister for Housing
Policy. Deputy Doherty, resume your seat, please. Please resume your seat. Show some respect to the House.